1030.
This is Pastor Mark from Calvary Community Church. Join me in a down-to-earth discussion of the spiritual topics impacting our lives. Grace Talk, Sunday mornings at 5, here on KTAR.
From computer geek to computer chic, it's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Hey, it's time to get bouncing back at the IRS here with tax software. If you've not done your taxes yet, and you plan, or maybe you didn't plan on using your computer, well, hopefully the show will enlighten you somewhat on what you can and cannot do, or what's available to you via your computer, whether it is physically loading a piece of software on your computer, or actually using one of the many web-enabled devices. Now, in addition to all that, we have some things on our website, including the you got to read this, the seven top taxpayer mistakes.
Yes, seven top taxpayer mistakes by MSN. It's called the Unlucky Seven. Bad math, of course, is number one.
Well, that's where a computer comes in. There is no math for you to do. The computer, in fact, the software companies guarantee that their math will be correct, so we can get rid of that with software. Okay, number two?
Forgetting about interest and dividends. People seem to forget about what interest they got or dividends off their stock, but actually TurboTax does a great job of getting that information taken care of
well. As long as you remember to pull those forms that you got from your brokerage firm or whatever,
exactly.
That's where the problem is bad record keeping.
Computer's
not going to help you there. What is it? Number three?
Well, number three is not properly tracking investments. So people don't, as you're saying.
Well, and investments anymore, if you're investing at all, I mean, I got to believe that there's some computer interface available for you so that, again, those kinds of records are very easy to get at.
Well, actually, there are ways on the new TurboTax, at least I know when I was doing it on the web, it asks you if you want to retrieve that information from the company.
Right.
It actually will do it for
you. They actually partner with the larger firms that store that information for you.
So that's
okay, number
good.
Four?
Oh, big one. Getting married.
Oh, the computer cannot help you here. No.
You actually lose more money by being married, so they're saying postpone that marriage if you can till next year.
So are you suggesting those of us that have been married for years that we get a divorce?
Oh, no, because then that's even more trouble.
Oh, it is. Okay.
That's a whole other
okay,
world.
So Mike Hall is not saying, folks, to get a divorce. She's simply saying, if you're
going
to get
bit.
Married in December, postpone it till January, and you'll get a small tax benefit.
Exactly. Right. And then, as we were saying, losing track of receipts, people, you know, just they don't keep a folder. All you have to do is keep a folder, put everything in it. I know it's hard to do, but some of us are really busy, but if you do, it'll save you a lot of time and energy in the end.
Well, again, this is where electronic payments can be very helpful, you know, paying, doing money transfers via your bank or what have you. I mean, then the records are all right there.
Yeah.
It allows you to be lazy.
Yeah.
Computers allow for laziness.
Number six,
yes?
Failing to bunch deductions.
Failing to what?
Bunch them. Like put them all together and get your deductions into a group as opposed to taking small ones here and there. Because when you have a larger deduction, let's say, you know, you're adding all of this into one single one, it adds up to more in the end as opposed if you were to single.
And again, that's where these tax programs can be very helpful. They can look at those things and give you suggestions. Actually, if you've never used this, kind of cool. When you get done with your tax return, you actually run an audit program that does a very similar little random kind of, not a random, but it basically looks at everything you put in, and it will tell you which red flags are going to come up based on the IRS process of looking at the tax returns and give you suggestions on how to kind of get under the radar there. You know, you got four red flags there. It's like, whoa, you said that you made way too much money. Or you didn't make near enough money for the kind of interest that you're paying on your home. So there's a red flag, that kind of thing.
Things to help you out.
It's good stuff.
And number seven.
Finally.
Forgetting to donate unwanted items to charity before December 31st.
Absolutely. Including, and we did this before, donate your computer to the Arizona Strut Programs. azstrut.org. And then, you know, those computers are expensive.
It's a deduction.
And yeah, you can take those deductions. And not just computers, anything electronic, any of that old stuff that's sitting in your closet. Donate it, get a small tax write-off, maybe help somebody out at the same time. All right, I think it's time for us to
go to Adam?
Invite our buddy Adam.
Right on.
That stands for him. It's time for Adam's acronym.
And our replacement in training, Adam from Glendale.
Hi.
Who's now a teenager.
Yes.
You are officially.
Yeah.
Getting to the real world.
Lean, mean teen.
Yep.
I keep saying that,
mm-hmm.
Lean, keen teen. So every week Adam comes to our show with an acronym, and then he explains what the acronym is. So what's this week's acronym, Adam?
This week's acronym is APM.
APM. APM? I didn't know APM was a word.
It's an acronym, not a word.
Well, acronyms have to be words, don't they?
Sometimes.
Oh, okay.
APM stands for Advanced Power Management.
Advanced Power Management. Boy, that sounds pretty good. That sounds like something maybe Palo Verde at that nuclear plant, they'd have some advanced power management.
Definitely.
Well, this is usually only for PCs, not nuclear stuff.
Okay. How does it apply to our computer world?
Well, on newer computers, your BIOS has a thing called APM.
Okay, you used an acronym there, BIOS.
Basic Input-Output System.
Right on.
Very nice.
Now, what APM does is it allows your computer to use power more efficiently, if you will. It allows standby modes, suspend modes, and a favorite feature of mine, auto power off. So
yes.
That when you shut down Windows, it automatically powers off your computer.
That's actually a handy feature.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, APM, if you're having a problem with a computer that won't shut down, or if it goes into standby and it never comes back,
That would usually be an APM problem.
And so then we tell you to shut that baby off.
Yeah. Get it off.
Hey, Adam, it looks like I brought you in just before the bottom of the hour news.
Okay.
Hey, but good. That's a great acronym, though.
All right.
That's a good one, APM.
Yeah, I'll have a good one next week, too.
Thank you, sir.
See you next week.
That is our buddy Adam in Glendale, always bringing the mighty, mighty Adam's acronym to the wonderful show. It is the Computer Corner. Ken Colburn, Michael Valdivia talking about computers and taxes.
Yes, dreaded taxes.
Yeah, there's three guarantees in life, right? Computers, tax, death, and taxes. Two. Something like that. Anyway, you can give us a holler. We got two lines open, 602-277-5827. We'll take any and all questions about your computer, see if we can help you out with that. Bud, Vince, and Dan, you're coming up. And, of course, when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about these different taxes. And, of course, we've got some email to read as well. So stay tuned. It's Ken Colburn, Michael Valdivia back after the news.
Of coverage you can count on.